Wake Up Kenosha with Bill and Pete, AM 1050 WLIP.
654, Bill and Pete, it's Wayless MD and Wellness, Southport Plaza, Kenosha. She runs the joint, Sherry Stoka joins us now. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well on a Wednesday. Hey, if you have a weight loss question, feel free to chime in at 694-1050. But we're going to go right to the rain barrel. Mr. Question Man, have you... do you have the list in front of you there?
I do. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mr. Bill. This person says, I have good intentions to not eat between meals, but I end up getting very hungry and start snacking. What can we do to fight hunger and cravings,
Sherry? This is the hardest thing ever, right? As far as, you know, everybody has that certain time of the day where they feel a little vulnerable, Sherry.
Well, exactly. And the thing is that everyone is very different. And the reasons why there's hunger, everyone is different in that regard as well. So it's kind of like, you know, you really have to look, number one, at your routine. You know, if you are having a big breakfast, you know, in the morning, that's largely carbohydrate based. And, you know, then you're having hunger at a certain time. You know, the breakfast really dictates hunger throughout the rest of the day. So I always tell people, I'm like, what are you doing the first thing in the morning? And then change it up. Maybe you eat a later breakfast. Maybe you change your oatmeal to, you know, an omelet so it doesn't have any carbohydrates or something like that. So trying different techniques is going to really help with the body's just used to getting that food. I would say another thing is just the behaviors, right? So if you go to work or if you are at home, you know, get certain things away from you, make sure they're not visible. So because anytime you see it, it's just going to remind you that, you know, it's a lot of it is psychological as well. So, you know, again, I know it's not like, it's not the end all be all, but really I think think about your routine and do something to change that up.
All right, Mr. Question Man, number two, fire away.
This seems like a pretty simple one. What is a good natural sweetener?
Yeah, okay, so right now what we know is the pure stevia extract. And there's a lot of stevia brands out there, but it really has to be the organic and it has to be the extract. Like the stevia in the raw is not good, that it's very heavily processed. So that right now we know is the best choice. It comes from a plant. The other ones out there, I'm just going to put a push out there that if you're consuming like, you know, Equal, Splenda, Sweet and Low, those literally need to be removed from your diet like ASAP. So stick to the stevia, or we talked about raw honey as well. That can be a very healthy alternative as well.
Okay, so a couple of ideas there to replace the yellow and blue and red and those little packets. Now, here's a timely question, at least timely in the next 10 days or so, Mr. Question Man number three.
This person sounds like the mom you wouldn't want to have. What can we do to promote a healthier Halloween experience? I'm not talking about banning candy, they say, but just getting better options in there. Sherry, how do you handle a big sugary candy holiday around your house?
Yeah, again, you know, it's kind of one of those things we're going to be talking about a lot with the holidays, and it really is based on the person. And, you know, if you're someone who is just trying to avoid, you know, the celebration that every single year Halloween comes and you regress significantly because it tempts you in so many ways, then maybe you need to be more restrictive, right? If you're someone who like enjoys candy in moderation, then really creating those boundaries and planning, we talk about planning all the time. I mean, it is so important for the holidays because when you again kind of plan for your day, you know, write down what you are not willing to give up, write down what you are willing to give up, and see if that helps. I tell people too, I mean, unfortunately, if the weight loss cycle is continuous for you, you have 20 or 30 more pounds to lose, you know, maybe adding candy in is probably not a good time right now. You know, I think it's important to get to a good, healthy place before you can start to say that moderation would benefit you.
Yeah.
So I think, again, just kind of creating those boundaries is super important.
I think it too. Buy Halloween candy that you hate because kids don't care. They'll take anything. Buy the stuff you don't like. That'll help you along a little bit. Sherry Stoka, Wayless MD and Wellness, Southport Plaza. That first visit is absolutely free.
Yes. And we can be reached at 262-226-2046.
Sit down, come up with a comprehensive weight loss program. It's going to help you lose the weight, keep it off, and make you feel a whole lot better. Southport Plaza, Kenosha. She is Sherry Stoka from Wayless MD and Wellness. Sherry, thanks as always. Talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Thanks.